Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Will today go down in history as the greatest teachable moment day in the history of mankind?
It could well be. I think it's a day that is long overdue. A lot of people need. And frankly, I'm excited for.
So it's been what? At the time that we're recording this, Facebook, Instagram have been down for an hour.
It's been crazy. Yeah, you can't log in. You can't do anything. Everyone's running to Twitter or X just to confirm that it is, in fact, down and they were not hacked. It's unbelievable how many people think they were hacked.
Including my beautiful wife, who I love and respect dearly. But you and I had kind of, we were just both sitting in the main on-air studio. And then all of a sudden, we're both like, hey, I just got kicked out of Facebook. And then moments later, I got a text from my bride who's like, oh my God, I was just hacked. I don't know what to do. And I wanted to respond, you're not that special. You weren't hacked. It's down worldwide.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair response if you ask me.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people seem to think they got hacked.
I am so, though, like I have Instagram. I have X. I cannot remember the last time I logged into Twitter, but Instagram, I look at it maybe once every 2 months. I do not post on there. I don't really look at it. I'm down to just Facebook, and it's garbage.
It's pretty rough.
It's terrible.
And too many people are using it as a crutch.
What do you mean?
Just to fill their days, to fill time, to go on there and just be trolls and be angry and be everything.
Well, if there was a way, if they ever invent just a Facebook Marketplace app so you can just have Marketplace and you don't need all the other stuff, that's what I'll do. I will heave Facebook into the sun and I'll just use Marketplace.
Ooh, I never use Marketplace.
I like it.
I just assume that's where murderers live.
Well, I don't post on there, but I look at it every day. I look at homes that I'll never buy, but...
But I do think that, for the most part, social media has become too much of a crutch for people. Wasting a lot of time. And I mean, I definitely fall into that category.
Oh, I do too.
I've fallen down some wormholes before.
Yeah.
So maybe when it does go down, and I'm sure it'll be back up soon, that maybe use this as a time for self-reflection.
Maybe open a book.
Yeah. Maybe go for a walk outside.
Maybe call your mother.
Maybe go smooch your lover.
Yeah.
I don't know. But don't let the Facebook being down ruin your day.
Oh, God, I got sucked into a Facebook, I don't know, what do you call it? Like a social media time suck K-hole that I couldn't get out of. I started watching videos on, I got to work the other morning, and for the first 20 minutes, I watched videos of people making those really nice cutting boards.
Oh, yeah.
Where they laminate the wood together and they scrape the glue off and then they run it at the planer and that.
God, watching like things go through a planer.
20 minutes of my life just pow, it vanished when I could have been talking to my mother at 4:30 in the morning.
Shame on you.
I know.
Shame on you.
What's your latest time suck?
Oh, boy. My big thing now is I got a sweet algorithm on the go on TikTok for crock pot recipes.
Oh, yeah. For the longest time, it was epoxy tables,
though. Yeah, I was deep into epoxy tables. Then there was a lot of stuff, old rusty toys and tools that get restored.
Oh, my God. We've talked about that, right? I watched a 22-minute video one day of a guy who restored a 200-year-old nail. Like that's all he was doing was nails like that you would pound into an old barn. He restored them so they looked brand new. And I'm like, what's the purpose of that?
Yeah, that seems like a waste of time.
Yeah.
I did see a video recently of someone who found a PlayStation 1, like an original PlayStation in a field.
Does it still work?
Yeah, I think they had to put in a few new parts into it, but they cleaned it up, got it all back working again, gave it a new paint job.
Wow.
And fixed an old PlayStation 1 they found. And I wasted too much time watching that.
You're listening to The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone. Forever.
You know what the guys at Loop City are busy watching these days?
The undercarriage of your car.
Is exactly right.
Yeah.
Your engine.
Yeah.
They don't have time to get sucked down in social media rabbit holes. They're too busy fixing your car.
They're measuring your tread wear.
They're replacing your filters.
Yeah. They got that oil filter wrench.
They're doing that thing where they make you check your left blinker, then your right blinker, then your brake lights.
Yep.
Then they make you rev your engine and to 3,000. Rev it too hard.
For some reason, you just punch that thing to the floor. Car parts are flying out through the fenders. Huh. But they're used to it. They can dodge those car parts, those flying pistons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long story short, they're focused.
Yeah. Hyper-focused. Now, if you need any auto maintenance, you need an oil change, whatever, Lube City is the place to go. They have 27 locations in Alberta. Find the one nearest you at lubecity.ca.
You're listening to The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
So you don't use a tablecloth every day of the year?
No. No, two or three times a year. That's it.
Just when company's over?
Yeah.
Well, do you feel bad if you stain the tablecloth?
For about 10 seconds. And then I'm like, no, you put a white tablecloth on a table where I'm going to be eating cranberries and gravy, not mixed together, but you know, you're going to drop those things. So no, I really don't feel bad about it.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Bryce, you and I were talking backstage. You know what show I'm plowing through right now? I started again from the beginning because I missed a couple of the middle seasons. The Office.
Oh.
I've been watching The Office. That's my treadmill show these days. That first season, it's kind of...
there are some uncomfortable episodes.
Holy crap, are there ever. It's a great show, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But man, oh man, Michael Scott.
Steve Carell, the master of just awkwardness.
The master of the king of cringe.
My best girl and I, she's never seen Seinfeld before. And so
that's what you guys are watching?
We're watching, that's our dinner time show now, is Seinfeld. And I haven't seen it in several years.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how it still stands up. It's destroying me. I forgot how unbelievable that show was.
Was it the episode you watched last night, The Pick?
The Pick.
One, where Jerry's girlfriend busts him.
Yeah, she pulls up at a car beside him at a red light and looks like he's picking his nose.
He's just scratching it, but from the angle, it looks like he's picking his nose. God, that's brilliant.
Kramer. God, he just destroys me.
So when you watch that, you're sitting at your dining room table watching TV, or is that a coffee table thing?
That's a coffee table thing. Yeah. I do. It's weird. I do have a dining room table, but...
And it's a nice one, too. It's a live edge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've eaten at it just maybe a handful. It's a special occasion thing.
Really?
To eat at the table.
Do you ever host dinner parties?
I think we've had like one. I think we hosted a Christmas dinner once. And really that's about it.
That's the last time anyone sat at your table?
It's a glorified mail holder unless...
And puzzles, right?
And puzzles. Yeah, it's a puzzle table.
So just special occasions, huh?
Pretty much. Even then...
Do you have a lot of special occasion stuff, Bryce? Stuff that you only use when it's special, when the planets align?
I don't have a lot of fancy stuff. I know my parents, they have like one of those, it looks like a treasure chest. And you think it's going to be full of rubies and gold, but you open it up and it's just full of utensils that are only
like
used.
The fancy silverware.
Yeah, that's only used at Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter.
Oh, I think my beautiful bride, her mom has that too. And yeah, you open the, and I think it's like got... It's like satin lined or something.
It is.
It's really pillowy inside.
Yeah, and it's just butter knives in there.
This special occasion silverware. Special occasion. I was just thinking back to, you know, when I was a kid, I was only allowed to have chips and pop on special occasions. Like, maybe we should discuss that. Let's discuss special occasions. Got anything that you only bust out when the planets align? Anything you only do on special occasions?
Whew, I could not keep my soda pops to a special occasion.
No?
Well, that'd be too hard for me.
How about you? 10029. You should text the show. You can call the show too at 780-423-1029. Let's discuss special occasions here on the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly.
If a tablecloth is on the table, you know something's going down.
Oh, the tablecloth at our house.
Yeah.
There we go. That comes out twice a year, Christmas for sure, and it'll ride out the Christmas season. Like, it'll be there for a week or so. And then it might make an appearance at either Easter or Thanksgiving.
No one has a tablecloth 24/7.
No.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We were discussing special occasions on the show today. Like, do you have certain items that you only bust out for special occasions? Certain things you only do on special occasions? Somebody, this is probably going to outrage people, but I'm going to read it anyway. Special occasions. We only give our kids their iPads in restaurants if it's a nice restaurant, because we don't want to be the parents that have bratty kids while people are trying to eat. How do you feel about kids with iPads in restaurants?
I understand why. Mm-hmm. In this case, you know, it keeps them occupied and quiet.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's got to be another way. What happened to coloring on...
Whatever happened to those placemats you could color, huh?
What about those things?
My biggest beef with kids with iPads in restaurants is if a four-year-old has a better iPad than I do. Mm. I don't like that. It's like I'm a grown man with a job, and you have a better... You don't even go to school yet. You can't even button your own shirt. And you have a better iPad than me? Get out of here.
Yeah, the iPad babies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's bring back the coloring placemats.
This one. Special occasion Christmas toilet paper.
Ooh.
When I host. Please tell, is there Christmas toilet paper with like holly on it and berries?
I think I've seen that before.
Hopefully there isn't religious Christmas toilet paper. That'd be awful.
Oh, man. I feel like the Christmas toilet paper probably isn't the fanciest stuff either. It's probably like a low grit sandpaper.
Yeah. And then a bunch of people said, I use a tablecloth 365 days a year. In my house, a tablecloth is a special occasion thing. Comes out 2, maybe 3 times a year.
That's when you know a fancy dinner is about to happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Someone else said special occasions, actual napkins. Every day, just a piece of paper towel.
Yeah, I can relate. Somebody else said, do you remember getting your fancy clothes on and going out for that special occasion dinner? Here in Edmonton, we had Shakey's Pizza for kids' birthday parties and the Corkscrew for that once-a-year family dinner. We rarely went to restaurants. Yeah, we hardly ever ate in restaurants. When I was a kid...
That was a special occurrence.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I always, when I knew we were going to a restaurant, that's all I could think about all day long. All day.
Oh, it was just a special thing to go out there. Or if you went to a buffet.
Oh. Ooh, doggies.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Wow.
I was reading this story. I told you about this backstage. You've watched Sopranos, right?
Yes, once.
I've never seen it. I never watched Sopranos. It was just a time in my life when... I didn't have time for that. I was making time for other things, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That actually means nothing. I don't know why I said that. But there was this story about, I think her name, Drea DiMatteo. She was on Sopranos.
One of the main cast members.
Yeah. So there was this story that popped up the other day, and it kind of shocked me. And it was actually refreshing to hear somebody like this talk so openly about it. She said... She was down to the last $10 in her bank account. Like, normally, a Hollywood celebrity is not going to tell you that they're broke. But she said she had $10 left in her bank account. And then she's like, how about OnlyFans? So she fired up an OnlyFans. She saved her house.
Oh, boy.
So, well, good for her. But I think a lot of people were just trolling her over it, too, making fun of her. But I really admire the honesty. So.
Yeah, I mean, just another person falling on hard times right now.
Yes, exactly.
Who's trying to turn it around.
Who doesn't need the president of the CEO of Kellogg's telling her to just eat cereal for dinner and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that'll cure your problems.
So anyway, what are you doing? Like, are you... I'd be curious to find out. Like, are you making changes in your... Are you starting an OnlyFans? Not you, Bryce. I know you've already got one.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
But are you, what are you doing to try and make ends meet right now? Are you making sacrifices? Did you pick up an extra job? What are you doing? Let's discuss. No judgment.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
My name's Garner. Welcome to the show. You and your side hustle. God, I love this. I love this conversation. What are you doing? I mean, everybody's feeling the pinch right now, and it's not just groceries. Everything's more expensive. So what are you doing about it? This person, I would love to see. This is fascinating. They said, I write romance novels to help with income. No one in my life knows about it, but it has helped put food on the table through particularly hard times. When you say romance novels, are they like, you know how there's regular gasoline and then premium gasoline? Are you kind of talking about like premium romance? If you know what I'm saying? I'd love to learn more about this. Somebody else says, I work 14 days on, 14 days off. While on days off, I pick up shifts for a local delivery company, similar to Skip, but better. We deliver anything that will fit in my car or SUV. I've delivered everything from a gazebo to a Chinese fighting fish. Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
You don't have to wander too far these days to find somebody talking about just the cost of everything. Everything's going up in price. It seems like a lot of people have a side hustle these days to make ends meet. How about you?
I feel like I have a couple, but the one that would, I guess, be the more substantial one would be doing pet sitting and pet boarding. I keep track of like my financials, and I make about $8,000 to $10,000 per year doing it on the side.
Really? So, like, do you go stay at someone's house, or do their pets come to your house?
No, I have a dog and two cats, so I usually like plan it out where I have like one dog come at a time, and I usually space it out where I take like a week on, a week off. Just so I kind of have a break, and they just come here.
People that find a good, reliable pet sitter, they will be so loyal to you. They will be your repeat customers for the life of that pet.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of regular current clients, and those are like my favorite because they're usually the ones that are like easy to take care of and get along with my dog really well, and have been here before.
Yeah.
And like I find it like super easy too because I'm already like working from home, so I'm already here.
Yeah, and you're already looking after a dog and a cat, so.
Yeah, and the cats are really chill, too. I look after lots of cats for, like, months at a time, and, like, if, like, their families are going overseas or something, and, like, I think in December, I looked after a cat for a couple weeks, and I got, like, $600.
Really? So is that the going rate for a cat, maybe $300 a week?
It goes by the day. It goes like 30 to 40 per day, and then like get a little discount if
okay. It's longer and stuff. This is a good side hustle.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever had to fire a dog because the dog's a jerk?
I'm not going to say I hated a dog, but I hated their owner.
Juicy.
Yeah, I feel like the dog was maybe upselled a lot. And wasn't trained, and maybe they thought their dog was trained. And I changed all my rugs to washable rugs now because of
that one dog.
There's been a couple, but yeah. Okay. I won't say their names because you might see them at the dog park.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate this. Wow. I mean, if you're working from home and you're a pet person already, why wouldn't you take on a dog for a week? Could make a couple of bucks.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Welcome to the show. Yesterday on the show, I don't want to talk about tables all day again today.
Hard not to.
I know. But again, we have thoughts on tables. I had no idea. But just a couple of loose ends I want to tie up here because people texted and we never got to these. But we were discussing, like, when you go out with your friends, and you're going to have some wings, and you're going to have some beer, maybe some nachos. But somebody at the table is like, I don't like black olives. So then you have to order the nachos without black olives. You know, that kind of thing. You got to eat that stuff at a high table. A high table is a good time table. A low table is just, it's like a, I don't know. It's for people who drink coffee at every meal. That's what a low table's for.
I've never put a lot of thought into the elevation change and how it affects my wings.
But if I go to a pub and they offer me a low table, I'm like, I'm going further down the road. If you can't get me a high table, I turn on my heels and I leave.
When it's just me and a sweetie, I like a booth. I do like a booth, so we could just sit across from each other and gaze into each other's eyes.
I don't mind a booth when it's just me and my beautiful bride.
Yeah, but you're right. When you are in a crew of people,
yeah,
sometimes it does feel nice. Because then when you are at an elevated table, too, everyone has their own individual chair.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wrestle your way out of there to go take a pee.
What are your thoughts on low tables at fancy sushi places where you don't even sit on a chair? I went for sushi once in Vancouver with a group of people. It was, we got to go to this sushi. I'm not really a sushi guy. I will eat it if you put it in front of me, but I'm not going to search it out. But we went to a sushi place in Vancouver. I practically had to sit in a hole in the floor. Like, you sat on the floor, but then your feet dangled down into a hole. It was weird. Why not just put a table there?
Oh, I've never done that.
I don't understand.
You know, that's a little bit more cultural.
Mm-hmm.
So there's room. So, you know, it's more of an understanding. I've never actually been on one of those.
No?
All the sushi places I've been have been...
Do you like sushi?
Some sushi.
That surprises me.
Some sushi. I'm not going to say that I eat it all.
How do you feel about beanbag chairs? The beanbag chair, you age out of the beanbag chair by 20.
Really, when you walk across the stage to collect your university diploma, you may as well just throw your beanbag chair out in the garbage as you cross the stage.
Yeah. No one over the age of 30 is sitting in a beanbag chair. No one.
Yeah, if you sit in for more than 5 minutes, you're going to feel it all over your back.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the lumbar support I so need.
Anyway, that's going to do it for Chair Chat. Table and Chair Chat. I don't want to spend the entire day talking about that again.
Ooh, I normally agree with Garner on a lot of things, but I do not agree with him on this high table stuff. It's the most awkward way to sit and try and be comfortable and enjoy yourself.
How?
You have to lift your feet up on that stupid ring.
Yeah, there's like a... If you're sitting on a high chair, though, it's got the foot support on it. Otherwise, that thing would just collapse under your weight.
There were a lot of people. The anti-high table crowd, the biggest argument you get is from people whose legs don't reach anything.
And they feel like they look like a toddler because they're like, leedle, 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 leedle. Their feet are swinging back and forth.
That seems to be the biggest argument against it.
Yeah. Anyway, no more chair talk, no more table talk.
It's the Garner Andrew Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Apparently there's a boycott now of Kellogg's cereal being planned for April 1st. After the CEO of Kellogg's told people a couple of weeks ago, people that are struggling financially, he suggested that they just eat cereal for dinner, which, of course, is championship-level tone-deaf. Arden's on the phone. Hey?
The Read the Room segment?
Oh, yeah.
Did you happen to see the ad that the Saskatchewan Roughriders put out about girl math last week?
About what?
Girl math.
Oh, girl math.
Like, just walk up the stairs. It's you've earned the drink or something like that. It's practically free. Yeah, it did not go over well.
I know what you're talking. I saw that too. Yeah, because it became some online trend, like girl math and boy math. And I did see the Rough Riders did a girl math thing, and it blew up in their face.
Ooh.
Yep.
I missed that completely.
Oh yeah, it was very ill-advised.
Would you?
It did not come across very well.
Yeah. Would you say it was a complete failure to read the room?
You betcha.
It's a failure to read the room. It's a failure to read the room. It's quite tone deaf. What the F?
Can't you read the room?
It's a failure to read the room.
Everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.